A Most Unusual Pregnancy. Art by Daniel Audette. Story by Brandon Ostrom. As some of you may know, I travel a great deal, and when I do, people often tell me the most fascinating stories. I could never say why this was. I don't believe I am any more or less approachable than anyone you are likely to meet. But for some reason, people are compelled to tell me all manner of odd things, and now and then I write down the most fascinating of these. This one was told to me by Brian Darling of Waterloo, Ontario, during a flight we shared to Minnesota recently. It is particularly striking. Years ago, Brian and his wife Claire, having recently bought a home and become settled into their respective careers, had been trying for years to have a baby. These are not their real names, as for a reason that shall become clear, they have asked me not to use them. Their lack of success with this came as a great surprise to the young couple, as they were both perfectly healthy and had no family history of fertility issues. Even their family doctor was at a loss to explain their difficulty. All manner of tests were performed over this time, but to no avail. By all accounts of medical science, the two should already be well along with their first child. But just when they had begun to feel desperate, having gone so far as to consider refinancing their home to help pay for expensive fertility treatments, Claire one day appeared to become pregnant. This was a very exciting time for the young couple, as I'm sure you can imagine. Miracle of miracles, their days of heartache and frustrated expectations were finally over. But their excitement over this development very soon gave way to uncertainty and suspicion, because the pregnancy did not appear to be a natural one. Pregnancy can, of course, have a dramatic impact on a woman's health and mood, and a man's too, though he is in no position to complain. But in Claire's case, this was extreme. In the space of a few weeks, her stomach swelled enormously, as if she was ready to give birth at any moment, and she soon had little interest in any food beyond green vegetables and bowl after bowl of candied insects. And as if this were not bizarre enough, other than a few hours during the very early morning, she hardly slept. Nervousness over what these developments might mean caused the young couple to wait perhaps longer than they should have. But when they eventually brought these concerns to their family doctor, who rightly chided them for not coming to her sooner, it seemed that there was nothing the poor woman could do. Further tests were performed, but there was no cancer or infection, no hormone imbalance, or any other medical peculiarity that could explain her behavior or overlarge belly. In fact, only the ultrasound showed anything out of the ordinary, which was that while the baby looked healthy, it was much larger than it should have been and seemed to move around the womb more than was normal. All seemed well for the lucky pair, and so while the pregnancy was far from typical, its oddities were not severe enough to cause for serious concern, and the darlings were sent home with instructions to monitor Claire's condition and to return if any further problems presented themselves. 2 months later, however, and only 4 months into her pregnancy, I should add, Claire was rushed to the hospital when her water unexpectedly broke. Brian himself drove her there and then, and as he told it, his wife had screamed and writhed in pain as if she were being burned alive from the inside the whole time. She was immediately rushed to the delivery room, but the nurses did not have enough time to call the doctor because straight away, Claire began to give birth. Not to a baby as had been expected, but to a torrent of huge black spiders. These were each 5 or 6 inches in size and had apparently come pouring out of the poor woman in a river of skittering legs and chittering noises. Immediately the room erupted into shouts of horror and disgust. The hospital staff fled the room as if it had suddenly caught fire, leaving the poor couple to fend for themselves in this impossible situation. Even when the birthing had finished and the pair were sobbing and holding each other in shock over what had just taken place, the ordeal was not over. Soon enough, they began to hear screams coming from all over the hospital. This was, of course, the awful black creatures making their way to all areas of the hospital and, though they did not learn this till later, biting unsuspecting patients and hospital staff. With so many of them running freely through the building, it was weeks until all of them had been eradicated. Brian said there was great concern in the months that followed over whether they had been poisonous or not. Of course, the hospital somehow managed to suppress this entire event. No doubt through bribery, obfuscation, and all the usual tools humankind uses whenever such inexplicable things take place. As for Brian and Claire, they recovered from the experience with no lasting ill effects. With much time having passed since, they now have two healthy boys, soon to be joined by a third. After relating all of this to me, Brian suggested that if my travels ever take me to their area of the country, I should visit them. And I surely will.